Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Yeah. Everyone all set? Cocked, locked, here we go. Your dial is set correctly to USA Prepares. Thank you for being in class today. Jason, thank you for engineering. Kyle, welcome.
Hey, good morning, Vince. I gotta tell you, I am deciding to live dangerously this morning. I'm not going to buckle myself into the recliner. So, here we go. Other thing,
you're going to lean forward, right? You're going to lean forward though, right?
Oh, only if we start moving too fast, I'll try to prepare myself.
Okay.
But, also I just got to tell you, my phone's been a little glitchy too, cause, there's ducks starting to fly south and for some reason they break that line that we have tethered between the two cans between you and me sometimes. So if it does, I'll just call back. But anyway, we're doing good here up in the frozen Northland. I was just wondering what the weather is doing back there in Missouri.
Well, it's pretty cold yesterday, and it's going to get warmer. We're going to reach about 30 degrees maybe in a half hour or so. Then we're going to see maybe 32, 33 degrees. And I'm looking forward to it because then I can let the chickens out. I worry about their feet. And, I don't know if they're smart enough to keep their feet warm enough so they don't get rheumatism. But, you know, Kyle, I've been thinking. I was in the shower this morning, and I was thinking about what every guy thinks about retirement. And so I've come to the conclusion that retirement is real soon. And, you know, I've been four spills in the last 6 months, you know, four falls in the last 6 months. That's pretty much all a chic razor can take. So I after 11 months, I'm going to have to retire my razor.
You had me going there for a minute. I thought you. Yeah, well, you know, I bet you Schick will probably, if you were to tell them you got 11 months out of a razor, they'd probably send you another bag for free.
Well, I could get more than that if I didn't drop it four times, literally. So in the last 6 months, I dropped it. I thought, gosh. And I straightened it out by, you know, sharpening it against the flesh of my thumb in the palm of my hand. That's what I do. I take the soap and class. I get a long time out of razors. I really do. This one probably could have lasted another half a year hadn't I not dropped it. But I did drop it four times because this Coast brand soap is spectacular. Kathy told me about it, and it was really inexpensive. So about 33 cents a bar. I got 160 bars. And I'd like to tell you, I don't like the scent of it. I think if they took 90% of the scent out, it would be perfect. But I let the scent volatilize outside, put the soap in those 5-6 gallon buckets, leave the lid off, put it in the sun, you know, when it was sunny. And I get about one bar consumption per month, one bar. So it lasts a long time, but it only lasts that long if you use a wire shower rack. If you just put it on the side of a tub where it's water puddles up there. You'll get maybe 3 or 4 days out of a bar of soap. So I get about 10 times the length of use out of a bar of soap because I let it dry thoroughly in between showers on a metal shower rack. And I shave with, I take the soap, I get it all over me, and put some in my hand, and I sharpen the razor by going backwards, taking the blade and going backwards from my pinky toward my thumb and the flesh of my thumb. Now we're in the palm of my hand. So I sharpen the razor with soap there backwards, and I tune it up, you know, maybe a couple times during shave. And I went 11 months with one razor. So what I understand is you can get between 3 and 5, 6, 7, 8 shaves with a razor. I get 11 months. So, and you can too. You can too. But you have to rinse it really well and shake it dry after each use. And you'll find that you can do the same thing. So I'm going to have to retire that razor, but I'm not going to throw it away. Because I think, you know, in an emergency, I can probably get another couple months out of it. But
you know, Vince, you and I are so much alike on different things that we think once they're used. And I had the hardest time. That's funny that you would mention this. I had the hardest time yesterday. I have a pair of those thin rubber gloves, you know, that they're kind of a stretchy fabric, and they got a rubber end. Oh, a rubber palm, you know, that comes up over the fingers and stuff like that. And anyway, I wore the rubber completely off of two fingers on my left hand. And every time I'd go outside and I'd work in this thing, it'd get wet and it just freezes like almost instantly. And we had another bout of pretty cold weather. We're going to be up in the low 30s today as well. But anyway, I found a whole nother package of them the other day, and they had one pair missing out of 7, and they had it marked down to $5. And so it was I picked it up, but yesterday it's just so funny that I had such a hard time pulling that thing out of there and throwing them away because it just, I don't like throwing things away at all. But at some point, you know, it's just a matter of you can't store everything, else you turn into one of those hoarder people that you know, you can't move around your house. But anyway,
next thing, will be on the news. Next thing will be on the news for being one of those hoarder types. Yeah.
Yep, and they're looking for, you know, any opportunity they can to give you a mental illness if you say the kind of the stuff that you and I say and think. But speaking of that, very interestingly enough, yesterday I was working out, and you know I don't have regular TV like you don't, but I was working out at a gym, and because I just want to get my body ready for spring, because that's a real busy time for us, and I want to start getting the muscles tuned up and toned up a little bit, and so I can keep going good. And anyway, I'm watching Fox News, spelt FAUX, by the way, folks, Fox News, and I'm watching them, and they're talking about all the documents that have been, or they continue to find in all of Biden's homes and how they're looking. And I kept thinking to myself, you know, how many homes does this guy have as being a civil servant for so long? You know, just there ain't no telling. With all of the different things. And then all of a sudden it dawned on me, something dawned on me. And I backed up in my mind and I watched myself watching Fox News. I watched myself in my mind watching Fox News. And I started watching the other people that were in there watching Fox News. And then all of a sudden, something dawned on me. The word programming hit me. And I'm sitting here and I'm looking at all of this and I think, you know, programming has a couple of meanings. at least two. One, if you're the person creating a television show and you have to have a format and you have to have something that you're going to present, and you've got to have, you know, ins and outs and stuff like we do, you know, you're going to have commercial breaks and all these different things have to be figured into your programming. Well, there's another type of programming. And that type of programming is getting the audience to elicit a particular response to the content that you're presenting. And so in order to get the audience to elicit the response you want, you've got to have timing. Timing is important. And when you have certain things coming on at certain times, it tends to elicit a particular response in your audience. If you have the girl walking through a dark house without turning on the lights, as a bunch of these, you know, movies and stuff all tend to always do, and you know there's a monster in there, you know, you're going to elicit a response as soon as she turns the light on and is surrounded by all these monsters, okay? It's going to get a response from you. You're going to freak out, all right? People do. They just get scared, you know? Well, I got to thinking, what kind of a response do the programmers want the American people to elicit by showing them all of the corruption and the lying deception and all of the garbage that they continue to pour out that the Biden administration continues to show with one queer after another being in control of the American people? Because they just keep looking and they keep falling and they keep destroying our economy. They keep destroying the fabric of our society. They're continuing to destroy the banking system, the lending system, the everything. They're destroying the food system. They're destroying the energy system. They're destroying one thing after another. And what, by showing us these Biden documents, what is the response that they're trying to elicit from the American people? And all of a sudden it hit me that my thought is this, and I'd like to get your thought on it as well. I think that they are destroying any trust, faith, or confidence in our present system of government. And they're trying to do it to bring in something that they will create after they collapse the one that we have. So that, and they're trying to make it so that we want to let go of the one we have. I'll give you a response after the break. It sounds like we're headed there.
Yeah, we are headed to a break. I do have a response. And I think you might find it interesting, class.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Kyle's in the front of the classroom, and his question was, what's my reaction to some of the programming? And we looked at the almost nonstop Biden scandals, the Biden family. And believe it or not, there are people who still support that regime. Well, here's what I think. And no, I've mentioned this several times. There's a book written by Paul L. Williams, and it's called Operation Gladio. And the subtitle of Operation Gladio is The Unholy Alliance Between the Vatican, the CIA, and the Mafia. And it's an expose, and I'll just read the back cover. These are not my words. This is what the back cover says. In this disturbing expose, journalist Paul L. Williams describes a secret alliance forged at the close of World War II by the CIA, the Sicilian and U.S. mafias, and the Vatican to thwart the possibility of a communist invasion of Europe. Williams presents evidence suggesting the existence in many, European countries of stay-behind units consisting of 5,000 to 15,000 military operatives. The initial funding for these guerrilla armies came from bogus British banknotes and the sale of large stocks of SS morphine that had been smuggled out of Germany and Italy. As the Cold War intensified, these units were not only used to ward off the possible invaders, but also to thwart the rise of left-wing movements in South America and NATO-based countries by terror attacks. William argues that Operation Gladio soon gave rise to the toppling of governments, wholesale genocide, the formation of death squads, financial scandals on a grand scale, the creation of the Mujahideen, and International Narcotics Network. And most recently, the ascendance of a Jesuit cleric with strong ties to Operation Gladio, known as Pope Francis I. So it talks about murder, mayhem, genocide, false flags, killing of a lot of people, just awful, awful things. The building of a drug business with heroin, smuggling heroin into the United States. So there's this unholy alliance. And it actually talks about, this started in 1945. This started as a way of preventing the spread of communism throughout Europe. But it seems to have expanded greatly, kind of like government expands greatly, right? So what we're witnessing is what it talks about in this book. The damaging and destruction of the educational system. The use of the entertainment system and the media. Planting lies in the media so that we will believe what the media says. And it talks about some of the great labels in the media who have been taken from within through the hiring of people who were plants. Now, I don't think that the New York Times and the Miami Herald intended to hire people to do this, but it's just like the school systems that hire teachers and they say, well, we need to have some light loafered guy. And then they find out that light loafered guy or the gal, the homosexual gal or guy, has an agenda, and they're spreading the agenda in the schools. Well, that's what happened in the media. That's what happened in television. That's what happened in Hollywood. So we are being conditioned through movies and plays and books and education to think that all these perversions are okay. So the educational system has been infiltrated. The entertainment business has been infiltrated. And then our food has been destroyed. Okay, the nutrition is lacking. The chemicals, there's no shortage of chemicals in our food. Then our economic system is being destroyed from within. Then we have, we know that inflation's out of control. Nobody believes what the government's saying. So the confidence in government has evaporated. Then scientific confidence has evaporated. Who believes a scientific report today? Who believes doctors today? Who believes a single politician today?
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
USA News Update. New police images out of New York City were released this morning showing the NYPD capturing two men for a crime spree through the boroughs of New York. The suspects, 24-year-old Carlos Perez and 34-year-old Alvin Velez, have long criminal records and will now face federal charges. NYPD Chief of Detectives James Essig.
They're on parole for bad crimes, attempted murder. They're on parole. They get arrested numerous times again. We don't violate their parole. They're out on the street, steal a car with a gunpoint. ride through three boroughs, pointing guns at people, pistol whipping people. We're lucky something more serious didn't happen. They should not have been out on the street.
Mining giant Rio Tinto has apologized for losing a tiny radioactive capsule that went missing as it was being transported across Western Australia. Fortunately, the capsule has been found. Today is Groundhog Day. I'm Lance Pry, USA News.
Did you receive a call or message that mentioned Social Security and demanded immediate action? Did the caller know your Social Security number or other personal information and tell you that your Social Security number had been used in connection with the crime? Did you feel worried that your Social Security number might be suspended, your bank account might be frozen or seized, or you could be arrested? That is not the Social Security Administration. Social Security will not threaten you, demand your personal information or instant payment, email or text you pictures or documents, or use a real government official's name to gain your trust. Social Security does not accept payments by gift card, prepaid debit card, internet currency, or by mailing cash. Criminals use these forms of payment because they are hard to trace. Do not be fooled. Hang up. Ignore them. Report this criminal activity to the Social Security Administration Office of the Inspector General at oig.ssa.gov.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Well, today
I've got your.
Take my. When you go to the
season,
for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Files with us in the front of the classroom, and so we're talking about. The loss of trust, the loss of faith, the loss of confidence, the loss of believing that things are the way they should be. Nobody believes that. So our educational system is crumbling. Our entertainment system is used to plant thoughts in our mind that perversion is okay and rampant risky sex is okay. Our food system is substandard and contains a lot of carcinogenic chemicals. Our economic system is in free fall. Scientific experts are not experts. They're paid for report writers. The medical system is scandalous. The pharmaceutical companies are scandalous. They are taking taking risks, and they are destroying, well, they're building kill shots and telling people their vaccines are flat out lying to us, in my opinion. Our politicians, we've got George Santos, who's absolutely scum of the earth, in my opinion. He's a serial liar. He's a nonstop liar. And he's in Congress. And they haven't thrown him out. They haven't isolated him yet. It's unbelievable. And then we have the social fabric is crumbling. Then we have the social media. People have forgotten how to speak to each other. They've forgotten how to use words. They've forgotten how to construct sentences. Young people can't estimate. They can't give you directions without looking at their phone. People are lost without their phone. Most people can't go more than 5 hours without serious withdrawal from their phone not being with them. People don't trust the police. The police are beating up people for infractions that don't deserve being killed for. So what does all of this lead to? Well, the overthrow of government, the overthrow of everything. I mean, do you trust a single corporation? Do you trust a single warranty? Do you trust a single warranty of anything by any company? And I'm saying that warranties are suspect. You know, it used to be that if Sears, Roebuck and Company said, you know, this is guaranteed for life, they'd say it was guaranteed like a Craftsman tool. That's because it was darn good. It was really, really well made, and the likelihood of breaking it was pretty remote. Now, substandard products say lifetime guarantee, and then the companies don't honor the warranty. They know they're substandard. They know they're going to break. Case in point, we've had a few Cadillacs show up here on flatbeds because the engines are failing. And a Cadillac that you'd say, well, 150,000 miles, 120,000 miles, 170,000 miles. Cadillac, that was one of the three best nameplates in the United States of America. Lincoln was another one, and Chrysler Imperial was the third. So Chrysler's finest offering was their Imperial. General Motors was the Cadillac, and Ford Lincoln's was the Lincoln. And Cadillac is substandard, in my opinion. They have timing chains that drive the valving system, the intake and exhaust valves, that stretch. Now, maybe somebody could explain to me how a piece of metal stretches. It's unlikely. What it really means is it gets longer. They use the term that it stretches because it's now longer than it used to be. It's longer because the metal in the chain wears out too quickly. So it gets longer, believe it or not. So does anybody trust Tesla? Does anybody trust Ford? You know, Ford Pinto in the 1970s, when they made that darn thing, they had a bolt that held on the gas tank that was too long. Now, they could have gotten another bolt or spec'd another bolt and said, you know what, we don't need it 3 inches longer than it is. It really needs to be shorter. Because when the vehicle gets rear-ended by some moron who crashes into the back of a Pinto, that bolt that holds the gas tank strap turns around, slices through the gas tank, ruptures the gas tank, gasoline pours vertically downward where the hot exhaust has been, where the muffler is. It pours sideways, downwards, upwards, sprays everywhere because of the collision, because the bolt ruptured through the gas tank and people burned to death. Ford knew about it. They knew about it. General Motors knew about the ignition system, the ignition lock system, that would fail and cause people to crash because they couldn't operate the steering wheel properly. They know about these things. And then what they do is they meet in the boardroom and they say, well, how many people are going to sue us? How much is it going to cost? And how much is compared to how much is it going to cost to fix the problem? So they bring in the accountants and the lawyers. And those are the guys who make the decisions rather than the moral decision to put the right bolt in, to fix the lock cylinder, to recall the vehicles. We have a piece of junk Chinese chest freezer. I would never buy one, but there was a guy on Craigslist that said, you know, please come take this. It was a short drive. It was a small chest freezer. That stupid thing can hardly cool to 33 degrees. It's useless. a freezer needs to get down to about zero. If you take the temperature of your freezer, you're going to find out it's about 0 degrees. That's what it needs to be to freeze food. So the Chinese are laughing at us. They're laughing at us, saying, those dumb Americans, they, you know, we put these substandard compressors in there. They fail after about a year and a half, 2 years after the warranty's out, and they don't cool properly. And the dumb Americans, what do they put in the freezers anyway? I don't know, maybe beef, maybe $500 worth of beef. So if you get a chest freezer that's $100 and you put $500 worth of beef in it and you lose the beef because the compressor's lousy and didn't know about it, are you ahead or behind? These chest freezers are good for one thing. That's putting animal feed in it. Not plugged in, just to keep the mice from crawling up the side of the chest freezer. Chicken feed. That's what they're good for.
Yeah.
It's like a container with a hinged lid. That's what it's used for. That's all it's good for. So, Kyle, I think we have been... This is all by design. As the alternative media, or some of us in the alternative media, saying, this is all by design. This is not an accident. This is the Committee of 300. It's the elite raining their will down on the serfs, and we are the serfs. And it's going to be tough. It's going to be tough for us to win this one. As a matter of fact, I don't think we can win this one. We're too far gone.
Yeah, you know, Vince, I was thinking as you were talking there, with all of those things that you were mentioning, like the entertainment industry and the banking industry and all of these warranties and all of the junk happening, with when the government was under Trump, and I don't agree with some of his stuff, and no man is perfect, okay, and I had my issues with him big time, but at least he was for America, and he was standing up to the rest of the world saying, you're going to put America first, and we're going to demand it. And there's no way that the American people wanted to throw, most of the American people wanted to throw that away. We didn't want to get rid of it. Even though we had all these other problems, we were thinking, well, man, at least the economy's doing well. Gasoline's down to $1.90 a gallon. My goodness, things are doing well. The industry's booming. Housing's booming. All of these, he's gotten rid of these regulations off of people's backs. He's not trying to push, take away gas stoves, wood stoves, everything else that he's trying to do. He's getting government out of our lives. Nobody wanted to get rid of that. Now, we've got the moron in chief in charge with all of his minions that are running him as a puppet. The communists are in charge. And in 2.5 years, or a little over 2 years into this, this guy has so wrecked the government that we see all of these other problems, and now they're taking away the glimmer of optimism that people had when Trump was in there. And now that it's like, who wouldn't want to get rid of this guy? But the problem that they're going to make is, it's not the form of government that we need to change, the constitutional form of government. It's the misapplication and wickedness that has moved into these high places that are destroying and moving unconstitutionally to move to control and change people's lives and ruin their lives. But I'm afraid we're going to end up trying to throw, like my grandma used to say, the baby out with the bathwater, instead of recognizing the problem and going after the problems. Your response?
I can't think of a single mayor that I trust, not one. Now, it seems like becoming a mayor is a way of accepting bribes and payoffs. I can't think of a reason why I'd want to call the police. I really can't. You know, there are people who call the police, and you know, their son is crazy. He needs help, and it doesn't come out so good. You know, yesterday, I called. Phone was, our landline wasn't acting all that well, and the internet was down. I was able to make a phone call, call GCN and say, can you run a rebroadcast, because I can't do it. I can't. The internet's down. The connection's unstable. And I was able to call the phone company, Brightspeed, and that used to be CenturyTel, which became CenturyLink, which became Brightspeed, and each iteration became worse and worse and worse and worse. So they're now just terrible, absolutely terrible. And I called, and they said that it would be fixed by 11 a.m. at the end of the broadcast. They'd have it fixed, you know, by the end of the broadcast. And it's up, you can get an update hourly. It wasn't fixed until 3:45 in the afternoon. So how much faith do I have in calling Brightspeed to figure out if I'm going to be able to do a broadcast or not? I don't have any faith in them. And this isn't the first time. They missed the mark probably close to 100% of the time. And there's no choice. There's only one phone company. It's like the Soviet Union. You have one choice. One phone company. And it's absolutely miserable. So here's another thing to think about. January 1 was a big day this year. You used to be able to buy something on eBay. If you lived in a state that taxed items, if you bought it out of state, you didn't have to pay tax on it. So let's say you bought a book, a used book. Let's say you bought a used book from a book company. You didn't pay tax on it if it was sold from an out-of-state company. If it was sold from your state and your state was a taxing sales tax state, you paid sales tax. So I would put something in a shopping cart, and I'd see, oh, it's tax due. And I go, well, heck, I don't want that. And I'd go buy the same thing from somebody else who was in a state, and I didn't pay tax on it. Well, now, in Missouri and other states, you get to pay tax.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
That's Kyle's list. Kyle, you know, Herman and Dr. Shealy have talked about detachment. Dr. Shealy mentioned it, and Herman is an advocate of Vinny detaching. And, you know, it's very difficult to detach from some of the threats that are all around us. But I have detached in some areas. And I wanted to share that very quickly with you all in class today. So for example, I can't detach from chicken feed costing twice as much as it used to before the Great Death. I can't detach from automobile parts prices going up and oil prices and fuel prices, etc., going up. I can't detach from the tax collector wanting more and more and more and more money from me. I can't detach from eBay wanting sales tax for things that I do not have to pay sales tax on. As a farmer, if I buy something for the farm and it's bona fide use for the farm, I have no obligation to pay tax, but eBay will steal that money from me. And I can't detach from that. But what I can detach from is stupid people. I can detach from stupid people who do stupid things, and I can detach by not talking to them anymore, not associating with them anymore. So I've disconnected. And I've said this. I have disconnected from people who support the current regime. I want nothing to do with them. I'm not going to waste one iota of an instant of time on those people. So, yes, I've detached from that, but the things that I can't detach from, I find fixes for them. So as far as this eBay thing, you can file with eBay if you have a business reselling and you buy things on eBay and then you resell them, you can be tax exempt from that sales tax on those items that you're going to resell because you then charge tax when you resell them. That's legitimate. So you can tell eBay, I mean, do a search on eBay taxes and you'll find out that you can file a form with them and you can get your money back. But eBay hasn't figured out how to do this quite right yet. So what they do is they say, I'll pay the tax and then at the end of the month you send us a report as to how much you are claiming, which transactions and how much, and we'll credit your account. That's how that works. It's not very good, but it's better than throwing that money away in sales tax that you're not obligated to pay. This is never ending. Every day it's a new thing that comes up that you didn't think was coming up.
Mm-hmm.
That's going to take your time.
And you know, Ben, just like you were saying, you know, everything, all the prices keep going up. Businesses are getting to the point where they're charging so much for repairs at some of these auto shops and saying the cost of groceries. A guy I was listening to the other day said that he is living in New York City, called into a program, and said that eggs in New York City were $18 a dozen. And then another guy called in and said that they are selling eggs in his place in Tennessee by the each, 89 cents an egg. But think about this, folks, as things go continue to skyrocket up, take and play this out further and further and further in your mind. Eventually, you're going to be spending almost everything that you've got just to try to live. And if they do that and you can't pay your taxes, like Vince was just saying, what are they going to try to do? They're going to take your place. You're going to own nothing, and they're going to make you happy or tell you you're happy, just like Klaus Schwab did. Their end goal is to take all of these places, take people's houses, their land, everything, through taxes, and then turn around and then and give them some kind of a government subsidy so that you are completely beholden and controlled by the government and you own nothing. That is exactly where it's headed.
Okay, so, class, you've heard me talk about this. When they want to take more money from my family through taxes, I resist legally every way I can. Literally. Literally. They say, your taxes went up, and I go, okay, let's set up an appointment. I'll meet with you. And I want to know, line by line, every cent that goes into that tax bottom line number. I want to know everything that goes into it. And I'm going to challenge it every step of the way. And I do. And I get our taxes reduced every single time. I have never not won a tax challenge. Not once have I lost. And I don't intend to start losing. But that doesn't mean we pay we pay way too much taxes. Way too much. And what happens? The government gets bigger. The government wastes it. And when we come back, I'd like to talk about propane gas. I was shopping for propane gas for one of our instructors this week. And I'm going to tell you something that you might not know, how this works. And how much does a propane tank cost? How much does a 500-gallon propane tank cost? Any idea? Any guesses? Think about it. And we'll talk about it when we come back.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Okay, 25,000 cheering next ride.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well,
you see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.